Philip Sampapira, the Deserting Cure. Today's date is 04/12/2025. Dictation is for Sandra Nunez. Nunez spells N-U-N-E-Z. Sandra spells S-A-N-D-R-A. Date of birth is 07/05/1985. This is a 39-year-old female. Here with pain on the right side of her face, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 3 days and is worse today. She described pain as stinging and burning and is confined only on her right side. She said she came in because she's beginning to see some rash on the right side of her face, period. She says pain is approximately 6/10, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient said she has recently noticed that her period has been very regular, sometimes short and sometimes long. She also says she experienced a severe pain in her pelvic area, and sometimes that pain moves into her back, period. As patient gives history, she broke into tears and stated that she has been under lots of stress and is worried about what's going on with her body, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No change to spirit. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 106/60. Pulse 89. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.97.8. Period. Next paragraph, face. On the right side, there is a mild erythematous macule that's discreetly distributed on or up to her forehead, above and maxillary area and mandible region. The site is tender to palpation, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, no rigidity. She has some tenderness diffusely in our suprapubic region and in our right upper quadrant regions, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period, except rash described on a patient's face. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, the mild edema in the lower extremities, neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, tens normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and affected normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is shingles. Number 2 is mood swings. Number 3, neuropathy. Number 4, abdominal pain. Number 5, dysmenorrhea. Next paragraph. In the clinic today, we did the following. Patient was given an injection of Toradol, 60 milligrams IM. She was observed for approximately half an hour and then reevaluated. She says the pain in her face is getting much better, but she's still feeling a mild stinging that's going across her forehead, up to from her TMJ region to her forehead to above her maxillary and in her mandible regions, period. She says it's a little better. Next paragraph. The following labs were drawn: a CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C. Vitamin D, TSH, T3, T4. Next paragraph. Ultrasound was done to assess patient's abdomen and peripheral edema. Ultrasound is unremarkable. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication. One of acyclovir, 800 milligrams, 1 PO, 5 times a day for 7 days, number 35. Next medication, gabapentin, 200 milligrams, 1 PO, BID for 14 days, number 28. Next medication, Motrin, 800 milligrams, 1 PO, TID, PRN for 10 days, number 30. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Patient was advised to contact her if any abnormality in her blood test, in her labs, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.